There's a new app in its final phases of development, and it aims to help people live happier, more fulfilling lifestyles. But here's the kicker. It borrows from the peace and love movement that was born in the 1960s. Hippie Quest. That's right. That's what it's called. It's got a great name. It's gamified personal development, and it is created by Calvin Holloway. Now, he's originally from Newfoundland and Labrador, but I reached the founder and CEO of Hippie Inc. in Vancouver to chat about the app.
Yeah, I grew up in Glovertown, Newfoundland. I spent about 10 years in St. John's. In the last couple of years, I kind of drove right across Canada to land here in Vancouver, and I've been kind of enjoying the sights and everything to take in here. I wanted to sort of build something that helped people and push them to go through the stages or help them in their personal development in the same way that I've kind of gone through my own evolution through its years. And so I built HippieQuest, which is a application that allows people to better understand themselves through personality tests, work on habits that they want to build through a habit tracker, and go out and have experiences that will benefit them in some dimension with these little adventures. And that's aimed at kind of improving your creativity, your overall physical health, your mood, your organizational skills, as well as your social skills, which is kind of important with the distancing that we've got to do today.
Life before COVID-19 was extremely fast-paced and all for what? So what made you do it?
I've honestly wanted to start something for quite some time, and I've been waiting to kind of discover what is going to be meaningful enough for me to pursue indefinitely. And to me, personal growth and development is something that I've personally been going through, and it's brought a lot of fulfillment to my life. And so I wanted to use my skills and technology to enable other people to just make that journey more accessible to everyone and give a modern twist to it.
How does it work? I mean, do I have to pay for this app, and then does it sort of incorporate other social media platforms?
I want to make this as accessible to everyone as I possibly can. So there is a huge component of the app that is going to be completely free. Unfortunately, I need to pay for rent and food. And so there's a sort of a premium side of it. There will be a paywall. So in order to access all the content, there will be a fee to pay. But there will be, at least for now, three large components. The first will be sort of a self-awareness component, which is comprised of personality tests. And then there's going to be a self-discipline component, which is going to be comprised of a habit tracker. So, set the goals that you want to reach and the things that you want to do every day. And you kind of log in, you check them off every day. And then the final is sort of a self-discovery, which is aimed at pushing you to go outside your boundaries a little bit and kind of take on these adventures, sort of be rewarded for kind of doing these things that are kind of good for you.
So how could someone like me benefit from HippieQuest?
I think that more than anything, what I'm trying to promote here is a positive mindset and to get to a place where you feel good about yourself, flaws and all, and know what it is that you need to work on and take steps to work on that every day. And so I've catered the experience to an individual's personality. So, for example, if you're someone who's, always running late, there's a very distinct domain in your personality that's associated with that. And so one of the tests that you will do will likely say that, hey, you're someone who maybe runs late sometimes, and here are some steps that you can take in order to actually improve upon that. Beyond that, maybe it's organizational challenges or organizational adventures that you can take that will actually help you become a little bit more punctual. But also, aside from working on your weaknesses, we also want you to work on your strengths, because I think that both of those things are quite important. So it's all kind of encapsulated into the one. There's quite a lot of personal development kind of packed into this thing. I'm really excited to share it.